Hello and welcome. You're listening to Coming Back to Life, the podcast that opens you up to growth and healing that will help you live the life that you desire and deserve the most while loving yourself in the process. I'm your host, Debbie O'Keefe. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here with you today, and I want to thank you for sharing the gifts of your energy and your time with me for this experience. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Coming Back to Life. It is such an honor and a privilege to be here with you. Today with me is our guest, Daniel Jackson. Daniel is a fellow intuitive, and I've had the privilege of coming into contact, and he has agreed to come here and share a bit about what it is that this power of quote unquote intuition is in our lives, and really the gift of his ability to receive some of the very similar messages that I myself have been receiving. And we're going to talk a bit about this idea of coming back to life in its very essence. So Daniel is the author of The New Beginning, My Awakening as a Spirit Medium, and you can find the link to that book in the episode write-up, and if you're interested to learn more about that. And Daniel has been able to communicate with spirits and angels for quite some time and has mostly stepped into power. Around the age of 50. And I've had the privilege to talk a bit with Daniel before this episode, and we've really had quite a few laughs in some of our similarities of experiences, everything by way of similar symptoms that we experience as we're receiving messages, ways in which we receive these messages. And I'm going to open up a bit for Daniel to introduce himself so we can get to know a little bit more before we dive into what it is that we're going to be talking about, and to highlight some of the key points of what we're going to be discussing in today's episode. We're going to really define and redefine, because as you know, one of the biggest things about coming back to life is bringing clarity in the confusion of what it is that we think we know. These ideas of the labels and the identifications of everything it is that we think we believe about everything, and the confusion that this creates for us, and the ways that it keeps us actually very stuck, keeps us out of life. So we're going to talk about redefining this idea of what we believe intuition to be, and the very many ways that it can serve us in our lives, as well as the outward focus and some of the messages that are being delivered about our returning back to life. So Daniel, thank you so much for being with us here today. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And to let people know that I always try to tell people that I do receive messages and all the time, but I am just like everyone else. I am still a human being. You know, my wife will say to me sometimes, okay, word of God, it's time to take the trash out. So that's what I do. So, you know, I'm still human. I'm just able to receive messages, but I don't just receive them. I follow through with them. And that's what the basis of what we're going to talk about.
So Daniel, this is really leading into one of the most, the key points here. And this was something coming into my journey as an intuitive empath and as a medium that was so challenging at one point, because there are these ideas, and some people believe that those who, you know, identify as an intuitive, a clairvoyant, psychic, medium, whatever it is that is, you know, it's a lot of voodoo, hoodoo, juju, boo-boo, whatever, yeah, you know, nonsense. And also in the sense, because I want to talk a bit about, you know, in the recent years, moving from third dimension to fifth dimension spirituality, and a lot of the spiritual teachings. There has been this transition, if you will, to the idea of moving from regular ego to spiritual ego. And there are those in the spiritual community who, in their identification, have taken this idea of being intuitive or empathic and placed them on some kind of a spiritual pedestal, right?
Correct.
Right. And this idea like, well, I'm more gifted and I'm higher evolved I'm greater. Now, what we're here to discuss is this very idea that in the ideas of intuition and being intuitive, that this is not a gift reserved for exclusive or selective people. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes. And we can all receive messages and we all do receive messages, but we don't always pay attention to them. We usually blow them off most of the time because we were taught or we are told that these things are not actually happening, but they are happening. Mm-hmm. When you wake up in the morning and you get an idea to do something, some of it's coming from you, but most of it's coming from your spiritual guides, from within you, your soul. And but the world doesn't want you to believe that. They want you to think that you have this one idea. Oh, great, you know, but that's it for you. You're not going to get any more. Well, that's not the truth. We can get plenty of them, but we have to listen to them and we have to follow through with them. And that's the most difficult part, because I think what it is people have a hard time following through with it because it doesn't fit into their lifestyle or doesn't fit into their daily life. And they don't want to take the time out to actually do these things because, you know, it's so much more important to find out what kind of shoes I have to wear and what kind of dress I have to wear and where I need to be as a social status in my life. And no, that's not the truth.
Well, and I, you know, identifying so much with this, Daniel, you know, there was so much throughout my life that, you know, my mother would joke that when I was born, I came out wide-eyed, bright. She's like, you came out, like, hello world, here I am. And even at a young age, it was a lot of signs pointing that I knew. I had an innate sense of connection and knowing I could look at a person, I could be in a situation. And it was that feeling and that innate knowing that there was something more and really connecting on a deeper level. But where the resistance came and later learning in life that this was a huge source of the inflammation in my body that led to illness and disease and a lot of different things was this resistance because of this very thing that you're talking about, right? It's this idea, this so much of like, well, I can't think that way. Right. I can't feel that way. I can't be this way.
Brainwash.
I can't want these things. Right. I can't need these things. So when we talk about intuition and following, I love what you said about this idea of like, not only just getting those messages, but listening, not just hearing or seeing, right, but really listening and following through with them.
Yeah.
So we could be talking as simple as, I know I need more than 6 hours of rest tonight. I know, yes, I need more than 8 hours of rest. I know the book says most people need an average of 8, but maybe I need more.
Some do.
Maybe this book says that I'm supposed to be following that diet, but my body needs this.
Yes.
It craves that. And this was so key that as I was speaking with you, Daniel, and the very premise of what your message was of coming, you know, coming onto this podcast and coming back to life was the turning of life moment for me was in the identification with when I was, you know, working through chronic illness and this idea that doctors were coming up with no answers. And in my desperation, well, they don't have the answers. So do they, does this website, does this specialist, does this program, does that?
Everyone says they do. I mean,
right.
Everyone says they have the answer to everything.
Yes.
We watch the TV commercial and they say, oh, this, this machine here is going to help you to stay on that diet. Or this machine here is going to help you to stay in that exercise program. And this machine, there's lots of machines out there, but the true aspect of everything is what it comes down to is those machines don't have any worth unless you use it. So where is the true worth? It's within you. So where is the true value of everything is within you. And if it's all within you, then so are the answers.
Right. And this idea of outward focus.
Yes.
And focus that's on, so key.
You need this in your life. You need this in your life. You need this in your life. Well, without your life, you don't need any of it. And do you really need any of it anyway? No.
Well, and we think about now too, in terms of technology, right? A simple decision like, you know, what should I do? Or what do you think about this? The first thing we do is we grab that phone, right? I got to text my friend. I got to call this person. I need to ask them what they think.
Right. Do you?
And how it is that we have become so dependent. And we don't come into the world this way.
No, you wake up into a baby body going, what? You got your mom and dad above you going, I'm your mom and dad. And you're going, I don't know who the heck you are, but okay. And then they raise you. And unfortunately, you just came from a place of a perfect place with all this truth. And then they basically throw a bucket of bleach over top of you and wash away all that truth. And then they teach you all the lies and deception that's in this world. Then we come into ourselves and think, is this what it really is?
Mm. And this isn't to say just parents, right? I mean, this is everything
not just
around
parents,
us.
But the whole entire world teaches us. It's one big giant infomercial. And they're telling us, this is what you need. And this is what you have to do.
Boom.
And when you're being brought so much of that, you know, it's always in your face. It's like, you know, I went to New York City one time and with my wife at nighttime, and you couldn't tell it was nighttime because the billboards are all flashing in your face like cameras. Mm. It looked like it was daytime, but it's all, you need this, you need that, you need this. That's what the world is trying to do to us. They're trying to brainwash us into thinking we need everything on the outside when the truth is on the inside.
And it's so funny that you bring that up, Daniel, because there's so much. I did a talk on, you know, the commonalities between, you know, highly sensitive people, right? HSP and empathic people. And one of the very common things that I didn't realize, and I really want to speak to the heart of those people. You know, so many people, it's like, I don't understand. I'm so tired all the time. Right? No matter how much sleep I get, I'm tired all the time. Or it's like, I don't know what it is. I'm just, all of a sudden, I'm very anxious. I'm really worked up. Or I don't know what it is. I'm just sad, or I'm angry all the time. And one of the key points, as you talk about this in terms of like New York City and the billboards, is this idea that I didn't realize is that we do live in such an overstimulated, constantly, you know, between technology and the flashing signals and screens and to-do lists and schedules and Outlook reminders and TVs and everything that is, you know, that we have going on. It's this constant input overload, this sensory overload. And what I didn't realize at the time, and now helping so many other people that I talk with, is this simple idea of, I started with a small practice of just like taking my cell phone and not keeping it next to my bed at night, so that we're not reaching for it first thing in the morning or up on it at night. And then recognizing how strong and clear and easy the connection with intuition started to become.
Correct.
With the lessening of the noise.
It's learning to let it go.
So what would you have to say in terms of this idea that, you know, you were touching on before, that we all receive messages. We all have these abilities. And
We need to learn to allow them to take place. We need to, mm-hmm. we need to, like you said, you know, let go of the phone and not pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
we have to reteach ourselves, recondition ourselves into the fact that we don't need all this outside mess coming into our lives. It's mm-hmm. not important. It's not important all the time of what we wear and what we look like and how we are perceived by other people. Mm-hmm. And once we learn to let those types of things go, I mean, even with like things like depression as well, depression mm-hmm. are feelings that are within us that we created by things that we let overwhelm us. There's so much on the outside of outside. And what I mean on the outside is on the outside of us, ourselves, that we absolutely do not need. But we've been conditioned for so long that we do need it. We just think this is the way the world is. But right. it doesn't have to be. You can choose to do differently. Just right. in the way that I mean for as a choice, people say, well, how do I make that choice? Well, you make choices all day long. You wake up in the morning, you say to yourself, I'm going to go to the mall today. Or you wake mm-hmm. up in the morning and you say, I'm going to go drink my coffee. And then I'm going, you're choosing to do this. I mean, you don't have to go have your coffee. You don't have to go to the mall, but you choose to do these things. And everything we do in our life or in our lives is a choice. And ultimately, mm-hmm. we have the choice to make these choices. So we have the choice to move forward. And if we want to, we will. And if we don't want to, well, then, you know, hopefully you'll get it figured out. But we have to make the choice to move forward. We have to learn to let go of the what we are told is important and what's actually important.
I mean, and there's so much around that too, because one of the greatest dismissals and the desire to deny that intuition. And I know you can identify yes. with these times because, you know, and we hear about it, we read stories. I mean, man, let's just talk about like, you know, Joan of Arc and all these other people where it's like, you want me to do what? You, excuse me, right? Or these major outlandish, hey, sell your house, go move across the country, join the Peace Corps. You know, it's like, are you crazy? Like, there's so much.
I did sell my house and move across the country, but
there you go.
You know why? I did because I had gotten a message from Spirit to do that. Mm. Literally, they gave us a channeled message to do that. And I said to them, where am I going to move to? And they said, Arizona. And I said, where in Arizona? And they said, you'll know. Mm-hmm. And because I do listen and I do follow through, I woke up the next day and said to my wife, I need a map of Arizona. I'm going to show you where we're going to move to. And because I get messages in different ways, I get touched on my face for yes and no answers, but they also put thoughts into my mind. But I have learned to listen and follow through so much, and they are constantly improving me to do that. My own thoughts are no longer mine anymore. I'm only about 15%, maybe the other 85% that comes in is them. But that's because I've learned to do that and follow through. So she put the map in front of me and I closed my eyes and started touching places, and I kept getting a no answer. A no feels like a tear running down my face, and I kept getting no. And I hit one spot and I looked down and got a yes, and it said, Sierra Vista, here we are. But I learned to listen and follow through. That's what everyone has to do. But you're not going to learn to follow through unless you actually take the time to do it.
Well, and so much what it is like you said, you know, the where in Arizona. We all want to know the whys. We want the guarantees, right? Like, well, I'll do this, but if I'm going to do it, I want to know that it's going to end up well. And what am I going to get from it? And how is that going to happen?
It has ended up well. Yeah, very.
And you didn't know that at the time, right?
I didn't know that at the time. I didn't even know why I actually needed to be here. And there's some other reasons as well. But I had to be willing to trust what they were telling me and to take a leap of faith. And I did. Mm-hmm. And it has benefited me greatly since being here. Mm. But can you do that? But the question is not, can you do that? The answer is,
are you
should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're guiding us.
So we're going to pause right now and take a short commercial break. Please stick with me. We'll be back real soon. Hey, everybody. Debbie O'Keefe here. And I hope you've been enjoying the episode so far. I'm here to share with you two new incredibly exciting opportunities to work, learn, and grow alongside me, and to take the next step in your journey and to go even deeper. You can learn more on my website, deborahokeefe.com. The first is the Coming Back to Life membership, where every week you will receive a unique intuitive download based on experiences in my own life and in the workings of others that reveal the guidance, the messages, and the insights that will take you along the way to make the changes and take action in your life to live as your best self. The second opportunity is the Rising Together Women's Community. This is a unique sisterhood, a tribe of belonging, where we all come together to create the support, the sense of belonging, and the endless uplifting inspiration that you need to maintain committed and to stay on track to make the changes and take action to live the life that you are meant for as everything you were created to be. Each of these opportunities are being made available on a sliding scale where you can pay at the level that is comfortable and right and best for you. No matter which level of contribution you choose, you will receive the same benefits, because I never want anything to stand in the way of your desire to help yourself and live your best life. If you'd like to learn more, you can check me out at deborahokeefe.com or message me at info@deborahokeefe.com. I look forward to being with you real soon and taking the next step in our journey together.
So I want to go back and talk a bit about, in terms of intuitive guidance and how the answers are within us. And, you know, we get about these ideas of, let me meditate on this and I'll pray for that and all these ideas. And, you know, the truth is that we do get the guidance.
We do.
And there's so much around this idea that we are not created to suffer. Right?
Correct.
That we create our own suffering.
Yes, we create our own suffering.
And our culture and our society is so focused, particularly, I have to say, Western society and American culture, because I'm blessed to work and communicate with people all over the world, from Singapore, Croatia, New Zealand, Canada, like all over the place. And it is very Americanized in terms of this go, 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 go.
Yes.
And it's all about how much you get done. And I always say, if you ain't moving, you ain't proving, right?
Right, work.
Right, we prove our worth in how much we get done, how much money we make, how much we can prove, you know, how big our houses are, how many activities our kids are in, how many awards are hanging on the shelf, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and, who are we proving it to?
Exactly. And, you know, that we have to do it all ourselves and figure it all out and have all the answers all the time.
If we were meant to figure it all out ourselves, why is there 7.5 billion of us?
That we're not meant to. Exactly. And that if we just go within for that guidance, literally moment to moment, right?
Yes.
We just stop. And it was funny because what you don't know is that we literally just stopped this interview to be still. And to be silent, Daniel and I together.
Yeah, I had to shut up.
To get the messages. There was there was a point that we were missing. And it was like, what are we going to do? We're going to stop. We're going to go in. We both shut up. And we let it come to us. And this big message that's coming through, and that Daniel is reaffirming so much here, is this idea about life and coming back to life.
Right. What is life for? Is life just about work, 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 work? No, it didn't start out that way. So why is it that way now? In other words, it's just showing us that's not what it's about.
Right. So we talk about this, well, what is my purpose? And you talked a bit about this, Daniel, that redefining purpose.
Yes. And the purpose is very simple. It's not becoming a doctor or a lawyer. It's not becoming a teacher. That's just the choice that you make to do as a profession. But you can fulfill your purpose while doing those things. But the most important thing is you're going to fulfill your purpose while being human. You know, we do have some people in this world who are going to say, oh, my purpose is this big grandioso thing. Well, that's just a regular ego that they're using. And no, so it's not what it's about. The purpose is very simple for everyone because God made it very simple so that everyone could complete it. Not all complete it in the way that they thought they were going to do. Mm-hmm. Not even all complete it knowing that they actually completed it. Mm-hmm. But the very reason for us being here is why we're all here together. Because if there was no reason for it, there wouldn't be a together because there would only be one. The reason for fulfilling your purpose is we are here to help each other. But just for the sake of helping, not just because you can, not because you should. We just need to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's not about making, like I said, that big grandioso thing. It's not about trying to look more important to someone else or you're going to get $1 million for it. No, because we all know when you do help someone, when you physically help someone, it feels good to you.
Yeah.
And why does it feel good? Because that's your soul letting you know this was the right thing to do. That's why it feels so good. And what you're doing is every time you're doing that, as I tell people, you're basically punching your dance card. See, we are all here now because most of us, the one thing we all have in common, the one thing you have in common, Debbie, with the other 7.5 billion people is they've all been to heaven. They all had to come back just like you did. Why? Because we fulfill our purpose throughout our lives because we do have many lives, but we don't do it enough. And Spirit wants us to do it enough because why? We're here to learn things and we are fulfill this purpose. But in order to fulfill that purpose, you're learning things as well. So, they know that no one's going to be to live to be 150 years old. Besides, at that point, it's going to hurt to pee. And who wants to be here for that? So, they know they can bring us back again, and they do. They continuously bring us back until we are basically punching our dance card and getting it done. And that's why I always recommend to people, go out and help as many people as you can. Sometimes they might just come up to you and say, excuse me, I'm lost. Can you help me find my way? Mm-hmm. Now, you could be one of those people who walks around and says, I hate the world. I hate everybody, blah, blah, blah. I hate everything, but it's all about me. And I got to take 1,000 selfies and go put that on Facebook. No, you don't. That's a self-esteem problem. Go get that fixed. This is something that can naturally happen, but you have to be in that space to have it naturally happen to you. And when it does happen to you, follow through with it.
Well, and I think one of the biggest misconceptions too, that's really coming to light, both through the guidance and the experiences, and there's two points here that you bring up, is number one, this idea that people have, and once again, you know, we're just being real here, that a lot of it is in the commercialism and what it is that is pushed in these ideas. Like, your purpose is not one thing. You don't come in here. It's not like when you go to, you're in school and you take that little test and your guidance counselor tells you what job you're cut out for, which half the time that's not even accurate anyway.
Yeah, because you can help in many ways.
Right. And your purpose changes moment to moment.
Yeah.
It changes interaction by interaction.
Yes, and that's the part of it, the interaction part, because your purpose is not just helping yourself. And that's what society wants us to believe, that we are only here to help ourselves. But that is not the truth.
Is this to say that your sole purpose in life is to literally completely give to the point of depletion of yourself and to abandon yourself?
No, because it's okay to help yourself as well. It's okay to go out and go on vacation and do those things too. But it's not solely about that. It is solely, it has to be a balance of you and helping others at the same time. Yeah, you don't have to just give, and then you're completely drained and not being able to do anything for yourself. That's not the that's not the point of being here. The point of being here is, I mean, simply, you know, life is not meant to be easy. If it was meant to be easy, then what would be the point of living? Mm. If you were given everything in your lifetime, you wouldn't appreciate the things that you do have. But yes, it's not about just giving to yourself. It's about giving to others, but not solely just giving to others. You do have to give back to yourself as well, because without the self, there would be no help.
Well, and as you're speaking, Daniel, there's one word that's coming through and it keeps getting, you know, hammered in, and it's going back to this, Deb. He's talking about this. It's going back to this. And it all boils down to that one word, intention.
Yes.
And everything behind it is that intention.
Yes.
So if you are going into the vocation of being a doctor because your genuine intention is to care for
to help and to heal.
Sure. But if your intention is to go into it because you have a dollar sign in front of your head and you want your summer home and your idea is to be self-indulgent, to create a lifestyle. And this isn't, pigeonholing anything in terms of doctors, lawyers, or white-collar jobs or anything like that. Same holds true, though, even in terms of that with community service and volunteer work. If you are doing it with the genuine intention to help, and to support and to nurture, rather than an intention of going, look at what I do, look at me, I'm a mom, and I work, and my house is spotless, and I cook 4-course meals, and everything, and I have this, and I have that, and I have time to help all these people. It all boils down to the intention behind what it is that you're doing.
But it's good intentions.
Mm-hmm. So we talked a great deal about this idea of the experience of life, and this, that the main idea behind it is actually in the experiencing. It's the learning of those lessons. And one of the things that I wanna talk a bit about is, interestingly enough, there's been a lot with and in identifying the mind-body connection of roots of disease and illness. One of the many bandwagons early on in my journey that I hopped on, as many have, is this idea. And this is twofold. So what we can tell you is as you're listening, what's happening is I'm talking with Daniel, but I'm getting the messages at the same time. So I'm kind of double dutying, and then we have to kind of stop and sort out who's saying what here. So even as we're speaking, there's two main things here. One being that, but we're going to wrap this into two ideas, is the reaching out. And again, going back to that innate sense of knowing and your soul. Having the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, and that in the experiences, learning these lessons, suffering pains and hardships, is we've now turned to this idea of, trauma clearing and emotional processing and balancing. And the one thing that became clear to me was that I would get this clear message towards the end of it. I didn't understand. I literally cried out and said, what am I missing? I'm doing it all. I'm taking the courses. I'm reading the books. I'm doing the modalities. I'm getting the certifications. Tell me what I'm missing. Why am I still not better? And I got, because you're still doing it, just in a different way. And I go, but I'm doing it all. And the answer I got was, exactly. You're doing it all. I was doing everything to figure a way out of it, to get rid of it, to escape from it. And the answer in terms of, what am I missing? And we talk about this, that it's in the being and not the doing, was just be with it.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to go through it.
Sometimes so
we don't
you gotta
have
let
to
it hurt.
Escape everything. Sometimes as we know, if you get a cold, sometimes you just have to go through the cold for it to disappear. We're always looking for a quick fix to undo things, but sometimes we have to just do them.
Right. And it's how long is it going to be? However long it needs to.
However long it needs. And don't think of it as being as a failure or as a being a mistake. There are no failures. There's no mistakes. There's no right and wrong. There's no epic failures. Mm. There's only what works for you and doesn't work for you. And sometimes you have to go through some things that don't work for you in order to find out what does work for you. But you do have to go through them. You can't skip them. Because if you skip them, you didn't learn anything.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel, would you say there's truth in this idea too, that when you try to skip through these lessons and experiences, some people, when they find themselves in these positions of, and I know this was at one point in my life for sure, you know, this idea of why does this keep happening to me?
Yeah, you keep trying to get into a part of life that you're not meant to get into yet. So because you try to skip it.
Right. Or some patterns keep repeating themselves. And sometimes it's like, oh, it keeps getting worse. Well, it's not that it's getting worse. The signals are getting stronger and they're trying to get your attention a little bit more clear.
Correct. Sometimes like you need to be tapped on the shoulder a couple of times, you know, because you're not getting it. That it's in the same sense of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. It's not going to
happen. Right?
Learning a lesson is very simple sometimes for some people, but not for everybody. If there's a nail on the floor through a doorway and you trip over that nail, how do you learn that lesson? You go get a hammer and bang the nail back in, but not everyone does. Some people just continue to trip over it four or five times. Do it different, but you're still going to have to do it. Mm. You can't skip the steps. You know, like if you see a car in front of you and you say to yourself, I want to pass that car. This is where we get messages and you get that gut feeling that says, don't pass the car. Well, then don't pass the car. Mm. But some people want to go around it. They want to skip things. They want to go around the car. And then they say, oh, well, my ego says I can just do it anyway. Right. And then, you know, how do you know when they're not listening? Because you are in the hospital later talking to them because they got into a car accident. And they say three words that I always know when people get a message and they don't listen to it, because they say, you know, I just saw that card. I just knew it. When they say that, that means they got a message and they tried to change it. And they did. And then that's what happens. We have to live life. We can't be given the answers to absolutely everything, because if we're given the answers for everything, then you're not going to live life. You're not going to experience it. We have to experience it in order to learn it. But you learn what you find out what doesn't work and what does work.
Right.
But you got to live life. You can't skip it.
It's so interesting as you say that too, because I you know, I'm getting this understanding and this clarity now that, you know, and I'm hearing it so clearly. Well, now you know what regret is. Regret is not this, oh, you know, I wish I did this, or, you know, just this wishing and wanting and hoping. Right. That is the communication of the disconnect from your soul saying, I'm here. I'm talking to you. Listen to me.
Yes.
So that essence of regret is not, why didn't I do that?
Right.
It's, please listen to me.
Correct.
Wow. That's so huge. Daniel, what would you say to those people, because there's so much to around, you know, and I noticed this very much once I stepped in and embraced this idea of, you know, openly expressing the abilities to intuition, is this common tendency for people to want to go to intuitives or psychics and empaths, and it's, tell me what to do. And what do you think? And what should I do? And what's going to happen with this? And really that this idea that doing that is literally just another way of seeking outside answers and validation. And what the role of being, you know, connected and very intuitive or a medium or anything like that, the roles that these light workers play, is it really just to be this idea of, here, let me tell you what you don't know about you?
No.
Or is this to, you know, to guide others to reconnect and to follow their own guidance and intuition?
Yes, I can give people answers, and I do. I give them answers all the time. I guide them through the answer as well. I don't just give it to them and say, okay, be on your way and go. I tell them what the answer means for them. And I show them a way to how they can implement that answer into their life. But still, it does come down to that person where they have to, when they get the message, they have to listen to the message and hopefully they follow through with it. Because the answers that I get them, the answers that I get from spirit are very black and white. If you ask me a direct question, I will get you the direct answer. Mm-hmm. But once you get the answer, you have to follow through with that answer as it is. Don't let the world who told you to manipulate everything manipulate this as well and try to work it. So maybe I'm going to make it a little bit better for me by using my ego and stuff like that. You mm-hmm. have to learn to cut that off. You have to learn to focus. You have to learn to listen to what is being told to you and actually follow through with what that answer is. Mm-hmm. And once you get used to doing that, then answers will come to you more simpler. You'll be clearing yourself out enough that you can actually get the answers on your own without just having to come to me. Now, sometimes they come to me for clarity or, you know, they want that, you know, assurance of that that's exactly what it was. And I will do that for them as well. But we are all capable of doing this on our own. But you have to be able to open up yourself enough to get that, to follow that path, to know you do have to live that life. You do have to experience everything to find that truth.
So what would you say to people if we were to almost break this down? I mean, it's not as simple as a, you know, a checklist, but if we were going to say the key points or ideas of what it is that people can do to really slow down and reconnect, to come into a deeper connection and receive those messages and that guidance.
Take the time. You just hit it right on a nail to slow down and connect. And in order to get that connected message, you must slow down. You must realize that, you know, I can't just be doing everything, because when you put so many things on your plate, you just become overwhelmed. You don't get anything on those plates done because you've overwhelmed yourself. So the first thing we must do is learn to slow down, to take things out that are not so important. And there are still important things we must do. We must take care of our lives as far as, you know, we have to keep up on our car payments and keep up on our house payments and, you know, do those types of things. But we must slow down, because in order to get clear messages, we must have a clear mind. For me, it's I have to have a clear mind, clear body, clear soul. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't drink, do alcohol. I don't smoke. I don't even have any tattoos, because spirit says not to get any tattoos. But again, what are all these things that are that told we need to have, but we don't really need to have. These are things that we choose to have. But what I choose to have are answers to my questions. And that's what people are coming for. They're looking for the answers. But in order to get those answers, you got to slow down. You got to take your time. Stop overthinking it. Stop overwhelming yourself. Listen to the answer.
I love that. Taking the time, slow down, don't overthink,
yes.
Process. And follow through.
Yes.
Honor the guidance.
Exactly what it is. Don't try to manipulate it. Don't try to turn it around. Just follow through with what it is. And then watch the results. And then when it happens and you see that it happens perfectly for you in your situation, then just move on to the next one. You don't need every single answer to your life in one moment, because life is not about one moment. It's about many moments.
Well, Daniel, I want to thank you so much for the gifts of your time, your knowledge, your insights, and sharing your gifts with us here today. For those who would like to learn more about Daniel, you can check out his information within the show links. And until then, until next time, I want to wish you all light, love, happiness, and the best of weeks. And I look forward to being with you again for our next guest. And take care. Bye-bye.